We have found Will Brown, which is super exciting, and is with us. Will, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
No worries at all. The race, I know at the end of it you said it was the greatest race you've ever been involved in. Literally, is that true?
Yeah, you know, there was, you know, Sydney 2021 when I won my first race was probably, you know, one of the best races as well. But yesterday was awesome. I think the track crowded awesome racing, and having all the fans out there and supporting us was a great weekend. So, yeah, it's just cool to be a part of the whole weekend.
I think visually from the fans' point of view, it was good because you had wet Saturday, dry Sunday. Do you care whether it's wet or dry?
No, I'm not too bothered, to be honest, either way. I think, you know, for the poor fans that that came out to the track, they got a little bit drenched on the Saturday. But, yeah, I think it produced, you know, good racing in both the wet and dry.
And what about the business? When you travel the way you have in parts and stuff, do you worry about in the wet that you're going to bang the car up too much and you haven't got enough to put bits back on?
I think you've got just as much risk nearly, in the dry. So, you know, it is something we have to worry about because we don't have as many spare parts and we don't have our truck there with all of the spare parts in it. So it does make it hard.
Take me through what happened yesterday when it looks like it's going to be close. You're racing your teammate. It's first and second, second and first. Who's on the radio and what are the instructions?
Yeah, so pretty much it was, you know, we can race, but we can't run into each other. So trying to make sure that I didn't hit him or anything like that or make a mistake there while trying to pass him and make contact. So it's a hard thing because when you're racing someone that's not your teammate, you probably don't really mind. So it's a bit of a different one. But, yeah, it was just cool. I worked my way back up to be able to get close to him in the second stint. And then, in the last stint, I was quite lucky to be there.
You seem to be loving your new team. They're embracing you. You're embracing them.
Yeah, no, it's been awesome. I'm really enjoying working with the new team. They've been great to deal with. They're obviously a very professional outfit that have been doing it for a lot of years. But, they've been fantastic to work with.
I'm not sure that people understand, but Tony Quinn, who owns Taupo, owns Highlands and Hampton Downs, of course, as well, is a major shareholder in your team. What do you make of Taupo as an event, and is that the future? And, you know, can we see New Zealand back in, you know, in terms of the competition on a regular basis, and if not Taupo, maybe Hampton Downs?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I think having New Zealand back and having it here at Taupo was fantastic. I'm sure we'll be, you know, I'm sure we're back next year, but hopefully we can add another race in New Zealand to the calendar. I think it was awesome. You know, the race was awesome, and just coming here, it's like a, you know, not a holiday for us, but it's cool to have a look at, you know, a different country, different place. So I really enjoyed it.
Fantastic, good on you, mate, and well done. Congratulations yesterday, Will Brown, who's with 888. Along with Brock Feeney, and it was quite the race yesterday. So Tony Quinn, of course, who owns all the tracks, he's got a major stake in 888 Racing as well. So he'll be happy about Taupo. Will Brown will remember Taupo forever, and at least 60-something thousand people who bought tickets on the Saturday and Sunday sold the thing out. We'll have some good memories to take away.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.